Yo, West West, everybody. My name is Propaganda, or Prop for short. I mean, I'll answer to any of it. I'm gonna give y'all some game real quick. I want to put you on to my podcast called Hood Politics. Black people always want to do something real quick. Anyway, let me tell you where I'm coming from. I firmly believe that if you understand hood life, gang life, you understand geopolitics, because politics is gang banging in nice suits. Let me tell you what I mean. Dig this. We're going to cover all kinds of hot topics that are in our news and in our daily zeitgeist, and even concepts that maybe take a little more to understand. Kind of like how the January 6th insurrection could be understood as like the hood boss giving a green light. That was clearly a green light. Kind of like how Vladimir Putin's foreign policy is basically Tupac's stance, which is, I ain't a killer, but don't push me. You know what I'm saying? How the GOP had to make a calculus when Trump was leaving office to be like, am I gonna ride with the boss or ride with the set? Because bosses come and go, but the hood lasts forever. It's all politics. It's just hood life. It's gangbanging. You understand it. And if you don't, I'll show you how. Our politicians tend to talk to us like this like alien language, and it make you feel like you supposed to just trust what they saying. But I think inside all of us, we're kind of saying to ourselves, I don't know, man. I don't know if I trust y'all, because what I'm experiencing is quite different than what you saying I'm experiencing. What you doing is so much different than what you saying you doing. Somehow or another, deep down inside of us, we like, you know what? I don't know if I understand this, but this kind of looks familiar to me. I want to lean into that feeling of familiarity. Okay, little background on me. I'm from South Central Los Angeles. I moved all over the LA surrounding areas, and before I did music full-time, I used to teach high school. And when I was in the process of getting my teaching credential in history and social science, I kept stumbling over the last part of the test, which was the economic part. And it wasn't that I didn't know what I was talking about, because economics in my mind are real simple, because I'm from the hood. Scared money don't make money, right? Don't spend money you don't have, right? But I didn't understand their terms. I am of the belief that most of us are like that, where we know what we're talking about. We just don't know the way you want us to talk about what we're talking about. But again, if you understand hood life, you actually understand all this stuff. Can I give you some more examples? Well, I'm going to anyway. How about this? If a person wants to expand their business to a neighborhood next to them, you gotta pay for that. You have to pay that block to be able to sell there. But if you feel like you're being charged way too much, and that neighborhood wants to sell a product on your block, you're gonna charge them a high price. You're gonna sell on my block, it's gonna cost you. So what does that mean for the consumer? Well, it means that it costs the seller way more than it normally would. So what they gonna do? You think they're gonna keep the price the same? No, they raise the price. All of a sudden, what you used to be able to buy for $10 now costs $20. So it's like, who's being punished here? Turns out that's called a tariff. And what I just explained was a trade war. You looking around like all of a sudden the cost of aluminum foiled and tripled. Why? It's because we got beef with China. We in a trade war with China. The government done raised the tariffs on aluminum. Everybody in the city already understood it. You just didn't know that's what it was called. Here go another one. You know, Vietnam War, Korean War, those are called proxy wars. Turns out a proxy war is real simple. It's just two dads that kind of don't like each other and their sons are on rival Pop Warner teams. Turns out Mitch McConnell's moves are actually real simple. He needed his judges. Trump was just the lick. Are we really ever confused as to why, despite this not being in your own best interest, you always vote along party lines? Well, because the hood comes first. As the great prophet of our time, Kendrick Lamar, said, Democrats, Republicans, it's all the same. Ride or die, loyal to your soil. I could go on for hours, and I'm going to.
Filibusters,
ceasefires, workers' unions, it's all there. You actually already understand this stuff. Here, I can't stress this enough. You don't have to be just from the hood to understand this. If you navigate an eighth grade, if you ever had to figure out which of the lunch tables you can sit at during lunch, you understand geopolitics. So join me every week. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go through the news, maybe go through a concept that's going on in the news, maybe something that takes a little more background to understand. I'm gonna show you how you could use what you already know to understand what you think you don't. We're gonna laugh, we're gonna have fun. I don't take myself too seriously, but I do want you to feel empowered. These people ain't smarter than you. They just use a different language. Yo, if you feeling real froggy, go ahead and check out like some of the old episodes. They still in the feed. You know what I'm saying? Kind of get yourself a primer as to what's going on in here. I'm trying to tell y'all something. Dig this. Because politics is just gang banging in nice suits. So tap in with me weekly. Hood Politics with Prop. Catch me on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.